Good morning, baby. Yeah, I'm awake. Yeah, you accidentally kicked me when you were getting back into bed. It's okay, babe, I promise. I was already starting to wake up before that, anyways. Yeah, I woke up when you got up to go to the bathroom. I wake up every time your side of the bed becomes lighter. It's basically instinctive at this point. I know. Oh, isn't it just absolutely disgusting how I love you so much that I miss you even when I'm sleeping? I can't help it. I just need you near me all of the time, or else I go crazy. Come here and get closer to me. You're too far away. What do you mean we can't go back to sleep? It's only like 7 a.m. Okay, so it may be almost 10 a.m., but it feels way earlier than that, so I think we should just go back to sleep. What do you mean you have errands to run? Babe, it's raining outside. Rainy Sunday mornings are for staying in bed with me. Not for going to the grocery store or whatever it was you were planning on doing. I don't need food. I can just live off the stale cereal in the cabinet, our love, and the smell of your shampoo. Shut up. I don't care that I'm being corny. You're not going anywhere today. Neither am I. You'll just go without me? What? You would really just go and leave me here? Sweetheart, you know that I would literally get on my hands and knees and crawl to wherever you were if I had to. So leaving me here while you run errands is not an option. What are your options then? Well, how about this? Number one, you can forget about everything you need to do today. And instead, lay here in bed with me. Option two is the same as number one, except I keep you here with me by force instead of you willingly giving in. Come on, baby, please. You can whatever you need to do tomorrow, and I'll even go with you if you want me to. We've been so busy lately. And I just want to spend time with you. I miss you. No, I'm being serious. I really have been missing you. You've been getting up and leaving for work before I do, and sometimes you're already in bed and asleep when I get home, and I hate it. We haven't had a day off together in a while, and I really just wanted to be with you today. Well, I didn't tell you earlier because I was afraid I'd come across as annoying or clingy or whatever. I know, I can tell you anything. I don't even know. So, will you stay home with me today? I mean, you hate driving in the rain anyway. Baby. I've missed this. Missed what? Just this. Being here with you. Yeah, of course I miss us doing, like, actual activities together, like going to the movies or taking trips together or date nights, stuff like that. But I've also missed the small stuff, you know, like making dinner together, doing laundry, washing the dishes with you. Even smaller things, like us laying here in bed together. Your hand in my hand. The way you sometimes watch my chest as I breathe and you think I don't notice. How we can feel comfortable laying in silence together. all of these things. Can I ask you something? I know we can ask each other anything, but it's just, I'm just nervous to ask you this. You aren't tired of me, are you? I know, I shouldn't even have to ask you that. I know that we have responsibilities and that we get busy. I totally understand that, but I hate to admit this, but I'd be lying if I said that I haven't been wondering if maybe there was a part of you that was losing interest in our relationship, or that you. I know that's not true. I know you would have told me if you were feeling anything like that. I'm sorry, but you know how I overthink things sometimes. I love you too. I love you so much. What am I thinking about? Well, recently I've just been thinking back on when we first started dating and how it was new and exciting and we were nearly inseparable. Yes, we were. A month in, and you were already staying at my place 3 nights out of the week, remember? So it really wasn't a big change when you finally moved in with me. It's okay, baby. I didn't think you were clingy. I loved that you wanted to be around me so much, and I still do. Falling asleep next to you has always been one of my favorite things, right up there with mornings like this. And I remember how it felt the first time we held hands, the first time we kissed, the first time we said, I love you. God, I still get goosebumps when I think about all of it. You still give me butterflies now, as much as you did the first time we met. I just want you to know that no matter how busy we may become, no matter how much time has passed, I love you. And I always will. Always remember that. Just stay here beside me for years, or hours, or maybe just until we get bed sores. Okay, maybe we won't lay here for that long. I know we'll have to get up at some point today, but for now, we can sleep just a little bit longer. Besides, I know you could use a little extra sleep, too. Oh, don't give me that. I know you're tired. You have been yawning like crazy this entire time. And you've been working so much lately anyway, so I think you deserve some more rest. Just close your eyes. You're my home, baby. I love you.